USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 general election early vote statistics were released Sunday by the University of Florida. Voters have cast nearly 27 million votes thus far. Voting by mail has returned numbers nearly 2-1 in favor of the Democrats with 5.9 million, Republican voters at 2.6 million, and 2.2 million for no party affiliation. Connie Schmidt with the Johnson County Election Commission tells 41 Action News in Kansas City, don't request a mail-in ballot and then vote in person.
If you requested a mail ballot, vote that ballot. Don't try to come and vote here on election day. It creates additional workload. The provisional ballots have to be researched after the Kansas board meets. And it also is additional expense because we've already sent a ballot.
The election is November 3rd. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
After China announced last week for its people to prepare for war, the communist nation stepped up its rhetoric Saturday. Beijing is threatening to take Americans in China hostage if the Department of Justice doesn't drop its prosecution of several Chinese research scientists arrested on U.S. soil this year. At least four scientists have been arrested and charged with visa fraud for not revealing their ties to China's military. Earlier in June, China threatened to detain an American if the United States did not let research scientist Tang Yuan returned to China. Yuan was questioned by the FBI in June after a photo emerged of her in a Chinese military uniform. She had claimed on her visa application she was never a part of the Chinese military. She has since been released. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's polling lead slips in light of the New York Post report on Hunter Biden's emails found on a laptop abandoned at a Delaware repair shop. The poll of 1,009 likely voters saw Biden's support slip just over 2 percentage points since Monday and found an increase of just under 1% for the incumbent. That's according to the New York Post. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The COVID-19 pandemic was making 2020 look as an election year with low turnout. Instead, Americans are turning out in numbers to cast early ballots, weeks before the election day. Experts predicting record-breaking numbers. Voters in North Carolina fight the rain and tell CNBC why they came out early.
I remember a time when you couldn't vote early. So this is one of the finest hours. You can do it. Get in there, cast your vote.
For me, there's just something about coming in person and voting. As long as I'm physically able, I want to be able to do that and just to really experience other people that are out here voting also.
Dr. Fauci on 60 Minutes says the country is fatigued with lockdown.
Dr. Anthony Fauci in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy. So instead of having an opposition, open up the economy, get jobs back, or shut down. No, put shut down away and say, we're going to use public health measures to help us safely get to where we want to go.
That interview in its entirety will air Sunday night on 60 Minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.